Oh, my head. What happened? Turn off that light. Oh, it's so bright. God. What time is it? Wait. Where am I? Okay. Maybe I'm just dreaming. There's no way that I am tied down to a table, right? Yeah, this is just a dream. I'm just having a nightmare. I will wake up very soon and all will be back to normal. I'll be in my bed. I'll wake up to my cats being annoying and everything will be good. Just wake up. God, why does my head hurt? This is a really intense dream. Wait. Even though the light's shining right on me, why can't I see anything? I must be wearing a mask. Oh no. What? Hello? Can anyone hear me? Who's that? What? Oh my God. Oh, you scared the crap out of me. What are you doing? Is this just one of your pranks? God, you play around too much. Let go of me. Why? What do you mean, why? At least take this blindfold off of me. No, I'm... What? What do you mean get mad? Just take the blindfold off, okay? I won't get mad about wherever we're at, okay? Just, I want to be able to see my surroundings. Thank you, sheesh. Wait. Where are we? Your basement? And why are we at your basement? To keep me safe. Okay. And may I ask what you're trying to keep me safe from? I'm a little confused where strapping me down to a table and keeping me in your basement come into play with that. My blind date? Well, yeah, I remember my blind date. It just happened yesterday. What does that have to... What are you getting at? Did you dox him? Oh, you said you weren't gonna do that this time. What did you find out about him? Nothing? Then what's the problem? Okay, you are starting to sound really ridiculous right now. How can someone be too good? You think he was lying? Not again. I know you're really protective, and I really appreciate that about you, but I think you're going to extreme lengths to keep me away from somebody. What do you mean he's been dealt with? He won't bother me anymore? What are you implying? Look, let's just talk about this, okay? I don't think he was much of a good match for me anyway. Like, I thought we were hitting it off pretty well, but during the middle of the date, our interests differed greatly. So you don't really have to worry about him ever talking to me again, or me talking to him. You know, why am I even saying this? You are such a yandere, you know that? Like, it is kind of cute how protective you are, but the aura you're giving off kind of screams like you murdered someone, you know? Like, I know you never would, but, you know, the wide eyes, the crazy smile, the red stuff on your shirt. By the way, what is that? What is that exactly? Why is there a bunch of red stuff on your shirt and kind of splattered on your face? And why does it look like you've been in a struggle? What happened exactly? Okay. So you're just taking care of business. Cool. Follow-up question, though. What's in that black bag over there? Okay. Can I ask you a question? There's not a body in there, right? It'd be kind of weird if there was a body in there, you know? there's the body. Okay. Oh, you're actually a yandere. Like, actually, you're not fucking around. Okay. Okay. No, everything's good. Everything is fine. I want to ask you a series of questions, and we're going to get to the bottom of this because I am a stuttering mess and I'm horrified right now. But I think it's just all a misunderstanding, right? Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, did you or did you not make my date last night, if you feel comfortable with me telling you that word. My date last night. Is he no longer alive? Has he perished? Okay. Cool. Next question. No, I'm fine. Me scared? I would never be scared. Oh, you silly Billy. You always say the weirdest things. Okay, so the second question is this the first time that you've unalived somebody? Okay, can I ask in the amount of people that you've done this to, how many of them were my blind dates? Oh, no, I'm not judging you or anything. I promise I'm not judging you. I'm just really curious, you know? I'm all tied up here and you want to keep me safe, right? I'm just curious. I'm curious about your interests in the potential destruction of lives. Okay, so four of them. That's why they never called me back. Oh, so every time where I would get sad and you would try to perk me up and tell me, you know, there's always gonna be someone else out there that's more deserving of you. Was that by any chance you that you were talking about? You want to be the only person that makes me happy? Huh. That's... Well, I mean, you do make me really happy. And I enjoy talking to you, spending time with you, really doing everything with you. But I never got any indication that you liked me enough to want to become a serial killer. I never got that feeling from you at all, which, I mean, once I, you know, in hindsight, looking at everything, it makes a lot of sense, but I never saw it, but never saw it coming. Okay, well, thank you for answering my questions. Do you have any questions for me? Oh, wait, I do have one more question. How long am I going to stay down here? Well, I mean, I can't stay down here forever, right? You know, I'm going to need sunlight, you know, oxygen, you know, proper air. Yeah, I'm going to need to live, you know? Oh, you want to keep me down here forever? All right, see, I understand where you're coming from. I do. I really, really do. However, let's make a deal, shall we? Because we're best friends and you can trust me. You know, you can trust me. How about I live with you for the rest of my life. You know, I move in with you. And we go everywhere together, all right? There won't be a moment where we are not in the same place at the same time. How about that? Also, I'll just never date anyone ever again, you know? Because now you're my partner. I mean, I think that makes the most sense, right? So now you no longer have a reason to abduct and murder others, and there's no reason to keep me down here anymore. So you can just untie me right now, and we can pretend like this never happened. I mean, you can hear in my voice that everything is just fine. I'm not panicking, I don't sound scared anymore, you know, because I understand where you're coming from. So yeah, just untie me, baby, you know? You like when I call you baby, right? Look, let's just forget this ever happened. We go back upstairs and we can do some of the stuff you've always fantasized about. Cuddle, hold hands. In a less friendly way, more romantic, more intimate. I think you'd like that, right? And then maybe we can wash this red stuff off of your body. I mean, you look really good in red, you know? But I think you look even better without it. Yeah, that part's gonna get taken used to, that you did that though. Do you have some type of plan to get rid of the body? This feels horrible to say, oh god. Oh no, I'm calm. Back to you, sweetheart. Yeah, you wanna go upstairs and watch a movie or something? Like we always do. Just you and me. Forgetting about the outside world, enjoying ourselves. Cool, that sounds like a swell time. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, no, I didn't say anything. Mm-mm. Oh, no, I just had like a chill go up my spine. It happens every now and again, you know that. Oh, you know what we should do? We should go outside and get a pizza. I love pizza. You know me, right? Yeah. Let's go out and get our favorite toppings. And we're going to make this into a proper movie night. let's binge watch every single Back to the Future. I know you like Back to the Future, right? Yeah, there's that smile I always love to see. Yeah. Ugh. See? You look so happy already. You've taken care of a problem, and now it's time to just relax. So let's go. What? Safety precaution? Just in case I squeal. I would never tell anybody what has happened here. Doing so would probably get me murdered. And I like my life, so you really don't have anything to worry about, like, at all. I'm serious, at all. My lips are sealed. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not fucking around. This is a really unique situation, and the sooner I forget about it, the better. So think of it as never happening. Yay. Oh, still not buying it. Okay. If you let me go, I will, I'll buy you 3 times the lava cake. Really, that worked? I mean, okay, yeah, I know you love lava cake, so yeah, let's go. I'm glad that you can trust me, sweetheart. You'll not regret it one bit, I promise. But first, you should really, really consider taking a shower. That's a lot of blood. But don't worry, because I'll be there to clean it off for you. Yeah. What, you think you're going to do that all by yourself? Nah. Let me help you. You... What did you say? I love you too, darling. I mean it. I really, really mean it. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I'll tell you this every single day, as much as you want, for the rest of our lives. I love you. I love you. Yeah, that's... Yeah, thank you for untying me. Whew. Let's head upstairs now, shall we?